Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. What do you think of more private police forces in Michigan? Do you think your city police department should be able to contract with private firms for police officers with all the authority and all the protections given to a public police officer? The Republican majority leader in the Senate, Arlen Meekhof, has introduced legislation that would do that, and he says he's determined to see it passed. Joining me is Bill Stevenson. He's the executive director of the Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police. What do you think of allowing any corporation, private college, or others having their own private police force?
Well, thank you for having me on your show, Lester. We really appreciate that. The Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police has taken a position against that, and there's a multitude of reasons why we think this is a very bad idea for cities, for colleges, and most importantly, for public safety and the citizens in the state of Michigan.
Well, let's talk about some of those reasons. He suggested police departments could supplement their own forces by contracting with police firms. That might be handy for a police chief. Why would you be against that?
Well, the best police are local police, and we wouldn't want a private police to start taking the place of public police. One of the reasons for that is, and I'm going to do a little bit of a history lesson. If we go back about 40 or 50 years when we were having the riots and such back in the 60s, a report came out called Challenge of Crime in a Free Society. And one of the things that came out of that was that the police need to be more responsible to their community, and it started community policing. And then we go forward, and we've had some problems in the recent past, again, between the police and the public, and then came President Obama's 21st Century Policing Report. And they brought together the best minds there were in the country to look at the criminal justice system, and it came out with six pillars. And again, it reiterates the police being accountable to the public, transparency, relationships. Nowhere does it say that the police should be a private for-profit company that comes in from out of state to do policing in neighborhoods. You know, the American policing style is based off of England, you know, Sir Robert Peel. And one of the things which they talked about there is that the police are the public, or he said, the police are the public and the public are the police. He would roll over today to think that Michigan is contemplating changing to a system that the police are an out-of-state, for-profit policing company that are not accountable to the public.
Municipal police forces require some training. How would you be able to ensure a private police force has trained officers if you're just signing a contract with someone?
Well, and that specifically talks about some of the features that are lacking in this bill. The requirements that this bill has for policing and police chief are standards that, quite frankly, are back in the 50s, and they're appalling. The only thing that a person would have is 3 years police experience or 4 years police experience, and you could be running a police agency. You just can't have been convicted of a felony within the last 5 years, and you could be running a police agency. The requirements are much less than most police departments have, and there's a multitude of problems there. Another issue that this bill has is that there is no background check required for a police officer within a 2-year period they were employed at a police department. So what you would have is the likelihood or the possibility that a police officer had been in trouble at their department, had resigned in lieu of termination, or been terminated. And if it's within that 2-year window, one of these private police agencies could hire that officer, and they wouldn't even be required to do a background check.
I'm wondering, if contracting a private police force were cheaper for a municipality, how do you think the taxpayers would respond to the idea?
I think the taxpayers would respond to this that they would not be in favor of lessening the professionalism of their police department. I think that the public understands that there are some things you have to pay for, and professional police officers are one of those. And that's evidenced by police millages overwhelmingly pass. The public consistently says they will invest in their police department because that's their public safety. That's their livelihood. That's their property. That's their family's lives. So I don't think in this particular case the public would have much appetite to turn over their policing and their security to an out-of-state, for-profit company to come in to police them.
Now, the other part of this is, you know, establishing private police forces. As the Detroit News reported, there are private police forces now, 14 of them in the state, including GM, Henry Ford Health System, and others. So why allow some when maybe a private college or a charter school or a business with highly sensitive materials or information might feel their need for a police force is just as valid?
Well, they can already do that, Lester, and as you said. But the difference is who are they responsible to? And they are responsible, like the colleges. There's regions that oversee that. For hospitals, there are board of directors that oversee them. So when you have a problem, you have people that are accountable, people that you can go to, people that you can demand change from. Who are you going to demand change from when you have a problem with a police agency that's under contract, whose offices are in North Carolina?
So if you had a chance to sit down with Arlen Meekhoff, what would you tell him directly?
I would tell the senator that what we have now is fine. We do not need private policing, mercenary police officers. We don't need that type of policing here in Michigan. We do not need former military coming in without being certified as police officers using the Blackwater policing style. You know, that's a fine company in Iraq, but not in Michigan.
Bob Stevenson is the executive director of the Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police. He spent 37 years in the Livonia Police Force, the last seven as chief. Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
We asked Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekhoff to speak with us about this issue, and his office declined.